Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Is considering.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Hi, Jack.
Good morning.
Jack, State Representative John Kivala was found dead after apparently committing suicide yesterday. The 47-year-old from Marquette had been arrested for the second time on drunk driving charges this week. It's the third untimely death of House members in the past year, a really unusual and sad situation for legislators, their colleagues, and the families of these people, of course.
Well, it is sad, and it's sort of unprecedented. You lose three people in such a short time. This is rather a small family of people. There's 110 legislators, and they all know each other to some degree, and so it's sort of shocking. And I think everybody was sort of in a bipartisan way. Their hearts were going out to Representative Kivala's family.
Congressman Dan Kildee will not be running for governor. The Flint Democrat made that announcement yesterday. Most observers agree Kildee would have been a strong candidate for the Democratic nomination. Why did he decide to sit it out?
Well, I've talked with him, and he told me he really felt he could make a bigger difference in Congress. He was really angry and energized over the Republicans ramming through their health care bill. He's 58, which is relatively young by congressional standards. He could easily become a major power in Congress. He does have some ability to work across party lines, and he has a totally safe seat. With that, Gretchen Whitmer, of course, the former Senate Minority Leader, is the candidate to beat, although she's getting some opposition. Abdul Al-Sayed, the former director of the Detroit Health Department, is making some kind of splash. And now there's speculation Mark Bernstein of the very wealthy Detroit legal family may get into the race. So we'll just simply have to wait and see. And it's sort of a head-scratching in a way that people are wondering if it's too late to get into this race, which won't be decided for a year and a half.
Jack, does Kildee's decision to stay out of the race have much impact on the Republican side of things, where there are also a number of candidates, both declared and undeclared?
Well, there's really sort of only two Republicans now, Attorney General Bill Schuette and Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, who keeps making announcements that eventually he's going to make an announcement that he's going to run. I think, personally, Kildee would have been by far the strongest Democratic candidate. Democrats are still going to be favored for a variety of reasons next year, but there may be some relief on the Republican side that he's not getting in.
After originally threatening to close 38 public schools, the state has signed partnership agreements with 9 school districts. Those agreements outline plans for improving the schools instead. The districts will have 3 years to achieve their goals. Going from the threat of closing this spring to having 3 more years to work things out seems like a pretty big swing. What's your view of this new approach by the state?
Well, my first view is the state has lost all credibility where this is concerned. Of these 38 schools, I think 24, 25 of them are in Detroit. One is a charter school, which is sort of interesting since they're sort of have managed to get by without being regulated. But is the state going to do anything meaningful? Can they do anything meaningful to help these schools get better? They've been sort of vague on what they're going to do in that regard. So we'll just have to keep an eye on it.
Jack, the Macomb County sinkhole is turning into a political morass. First, the state House and Senate fought over funding to help repair the collapsed sewer line that caused the sinkhole. Now the city of Sterling Heights is suing Macomb County over its share of the repair bill, saying the city shouldn't have to pay $22.2 million because the county should have prevented the sinkhole. That lawsuit could cause some bigger headaches. Why is that?
You know, I have to wonder, Macomb County Public Works Commissioner Candace Miller gave up a safe seat in Congress to come home and do this job. And if she thought she's going to get a cushy local government job, she was dreadfully wrong. Well, the fact is nobody has enough money and nobody wants to take the blame and everybody wants somebody else to pay for it. And the big problem is because of this lawsuit, they can't go ahead on selling bonds to fix the sinkhole itself. And the thing to remember, though, this is likely not to be a one-off. We have a whole lot of aging infrastructure elsewhere in the state, and you are probably going to see more things like this. But this particular case, the one legally interesting thing is that Sterling Heights said that Macomb County never lived up to its promises to inspect, let alone repair this line. So there may be some legal precedent set there.
Jack, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 during Morning Edition, and you're listening to Michigan Radio.